I was working at Princeton in my room one day when Bob Wilson came in. I was working, what the hell, it isn't funny yet. I got lots of better jokes. Bob Wilson came in and said that he had been funded to do a job that was a secret and was not supposed to tell anybody, but he was going to tell me because he knew that as soon as I knew what he was going to do, I'd see that I had to go along with it. So he told me about the problem of separating different isotopes of uranium. He had to make a bomb, he had a process for separating the isotopes of uranium, which is different than the one that was ultimately used, that he'd wanted to try to develop. And he told me about it, and he said, there's a meeting. I said, I didn't want to do it. He says, all right, there's a meeting at 3 o'clock. I'll see you there. I said, it's all right that you told me the secret, because I'm not going to tell anybody, but I'm not going to do it. So I went back to work on my thesis for about 3 minutes, and then I began to pace the floor and to think about this thing. The Germans had Hitler, and the possibility of developing an atomic bomb was obvious, and the possibility that they would develop before we did was very much of a fright. So I decided to go to the meeting at 3 o'clock. By 4 o'clock, I already had a desk in a room and was trying to calculate whether this particular method was limited by the total amount of current that you can get in an ion beam and so on. I won't go into the details. But I had a desk and I had paper, and I was working as hard as I could and as fast as I can, whereas the fellows were building the apparatus to do the experiments right there, the other fellows who were joined. And it was like those moving pictures that you see where you see a piece of equipment go broop, broop, broop. Every time I'd look up, the thing was getting bigger. And what was happening, of course, is that all the boys had decided to work on this and to stop their research in science. All the science stopped during the war, except the little bit that was done in Los Alamos. It was not much science, it was a lot of engineering. And they were robbing their equipment from their research, and all the equipment of different research was being put together to make the new apparatus to do the experiments to try to separate the isotopes of uranium. And I stopped my work also for the same reason. It is true that I did take a 6-week vacation off after a while from that job and finished writing my thesis. So I did get my degree just before I got to Los Alamos, so I wasn't quite as far down as I led you to believe. One of the first experiences that was very interesting to me in this project at Princeton was to meet a great man. I had never met very many great men before, but there was a committee, evaluation committee, that had to decide which way we're going and to try to help us along to ultimately decide which way we're going to separate the uranium. This evaluation committee had men like Tolman and Smythe and Urey and Robbie and Oppenheimer and so forth on it. And it was Compton, for example. One of the things that was a terrible shock to, I'd sit there because I had understood the theory of this process that we're doing, and so they asked me questions and I'd be there, and then we'd discuss it, and then they'd start to discuss something, and one man would make a point, and then Compton would explain a different point of view, and he would be perfectly right, and it was the right idea, and he said it should be this way. Another guy would say, well, maybe there's this possibility we have to consider against it, another possibility we have to consider. Now, I'm jumping. They should repeat Compton's, he should say it again, he should say it again, because everybody's disagreeing with him all the way around the table. So finally, at the end, Tolman, who's the chairman, says, well, having heard all these arguments, I guess it's true that Compton's argument is the best of all, and now we have to go ahead. And it was such a shock to me to see that a committee of men could present a whole lot of ideas, each one thinking of a new facet, and remembering what the other fellow said, having paid attention, and so at the end, the decision is made as to which idea was the best, to summary it all together without having to say it 3 times, you see? So that was a shock, and these were very great men indeed.